There's still lots of cool things to do across Iowa this summer. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum for the Iowa Arts Showcase. The Waterloo Center for the Arts is presenting Cinema on the Cedar tonight at 8. The Waterloo Center, along with the John Deere Tractor and Engine Museum, are presenting an exhibition featuring works by Walter Haskell Hinton. Opening today, the State Historical Museum of Iowa in Des Moines presents the 100 Years of John Deere Tractors exhibition. They will also exhibit It Takes an Iowan, The Visible Vault, and Hands-on History. The Des Moines Social Club is producing their 14th annual 48-hour film project today through Sunday. For more specific details, please check 48hourfilm.com/DES-MOINES-IA. The Cedar Valley Chamber Music presents their last concert of the Raiders of the Lost Art series. That's Sunday afternoon at 3 at Trinity Episcopal Church in Waterloo. On Thursday night, July 26th, the Waterloo Municipal Band will perform their last concert of the season at 7:30 at the Riverloop Amphitheater in Waterloo. The Cedar Falls Municipal Band will perform two more Tuesday evening concerts in July on the 24th and 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Overman Park in Cedar Falls. The Cedar Rapids Municipal Band will perform on July 22nd, 25th, and 29th, and August 1st and 5th at various times and locations in Cedar Rapids. The Eastern Iowa Brass Band performs on Saturday night, August 4th at 8, at the Herbert Hoover National Historic Site in West Branch. And the Greater Des Moines Community Band will be performing around the city on July 23rd, 28th, and 30th, as well as six August performances at various times and locations. Tonight at 7 at No Chase in Des Moines, they are hosting Fred Gaza with Jason Danielson's Jazz Orchestra. On Saturday, they are presenting doubleheader jazz concerts from 7 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. They also have three jazz performances scheduled for next week. Investigate NOCE-DSM.com for their exciting jazz lineup. On Tuesday, July 24th at 7 p.m., and again on August 28th, the Iowa State University Campanile on the ISU campus in Ames will be the site for its Summer Carillon Concert Series. Don't miss the Last Bell and String Quartet Summer Concert. It's next Friday at noon at the Principal Plaza on the Principal Financial Group campus in Des Moines. They are performing the Mozart Clarinet Quintet and the Von Weber Quintet. From July 27th to August 5th at the Stoner Theater at Des Moines Performing Arts, the Des Moines Young Artist Theater will produce Bring It On, the musical. The Ankeny Community Theater is presenting Over the River and Through the Woods on August 3rd through the 12th. The Des Moines Art Center is offering Art Center drop-in tours every Saturday now through the end of July, starting at 1 p.m. In the Spirit of Louise Noun exhibit continues now through September 2nd, and the Sterling Ruby Ceramics exhibition runs through September 9th at the Des Moines Arts Center. The Nary and Peterson Expression exhibit continues Monday through Friday at the Peterson Art Museum on the ISU campus in Ames through the end of the month. The Figge Art Museum in Davenport is hosting the Steve Banks Pop Culture Palm Set now through September 2nd. Tomorrow and this Sunday is the last weekend for the collection and exhibition tours starting at 1:30 p.m. The Where the Wild Things Are, Maurice Sendak, the Memorial Exhibition, runs now at the Figge in Davenport through August 12th. On Saturday, August 4th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Figge Art Museum is hosting a free family day. The Handmade Craft Invitational is running now through September 9th at the Dubuque Museum of Art. And Melvina Hoffman runs through August 31st. The Art of Still Life continues through September 2nd. And Europe Through Artist's Eyes runs now through September 16th at the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art. The Cedar Rapids Museum of Art boasts free admission through September 2nd. St. Charles Avenue in the Saints Amphitheater is hosting the Hinterland Music Festival on August 3rd and 4th. The Zenith Chamber Music Festival will be held on August 14th through the 18th at various venues and times in and around Des Moines. For more details, please see zenith.wp.drake.edu. The National Czech Museum and Library in Cedar Rapids is hosting Ubukle Women, Beadwork, and the Art of Independence through September 17th and Guts and Glory through December 31st. The Urbandale Community Theater is presenting 6 on 6, the musical, at Valley High School in West Des Moines on August 3rd through the 12th. And the Coralville Center for the Performing Arts is presenting Sideshow on August 17th through the 19th in Coralville. Production assistance thanks for today's Iowa Art Showcase goes to IPR's Chris Fenton and Alexis Hahn. For more information on Iowa Public Radio's Iowa Art Showcase, please visit our website at iowapublicradio.org. And while you're there, please check out our interviews with curator Stephanie Cohn about the Ubukle women, beadwork, and the art of independence, senior curator Allison Ferris about Louise Noun, and associate curator Kate Kunau about Malvina Hoffman. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom. Thanks for listening. Please listen to IPR Classical next Friday at noon for more details about arts events and join with Iowa Public Radio today in supporting our arts organizations across the state.